Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Like, don't let me win the Mega Millions. Don't let me win the because you guys, I will call it right now, you will hate me, and I will laugh at the hate. Don't let me win that Mega Millions.
Bang the Mega! Bang the Mega!
Because when you have that type of money, the point of having that type of money is you do some responsible stuff, obviously, because you don't want to lose any stuff. But also, you do ridiculous stuff with it. For example, if I had that type of money, you best believe that if I have to get somewhere that is maybe like, I don't know, let's say a 45-minute ride away, I might just hop in a jet and get there in like 5-10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And people would hate me for it because they're hating Kylie Jenner because they got her flight logs and stuff, and they saw she'll take flights of like literally like a few minutes because she doesn't want to drive, you know, 45 minutes or not. Yeah, you know what?
I'm the opposite.
Kylie Jenner, I applaud you. That would be nothing compared to what I would do if I had that type of money. Have you seen the show Succession?
No.
About the billionaire guy? It's kind of based on that Rupert Murdoch family and stuff. The guy's a billionaire. He has stupid money. Like, next level rich. Like, the stuff that the next level... And I know that they kind of hype it up for the show, but still, some of the stuff is not hyped up for what they do. But in one part, he has his staff, like his executives at his company, at his house for a retreat, and he gets mad at them, and he makes them play a game called Boar on the Floor, where he gets a bunch of people, makes them go on the floor on all fours, blindfolds them, and they have to fight for a hot dog. That's just for his entertainment. That's the type of stuff that Romero would
totally do.
And guess what? You would do it. You would do it. I threw a couple bucks your way, I'd be like, squeal, piggy, squeal. Bore on the floor time. And we're going to put it on YouTube. What do you think about that?
People just want to hate on the Kardashians and the Jenners all the time. Anything they do, people are going to find something wrong with it.
They're drinking their Dunkin' Donuts out of a plastic cup through a plastic straw going, I can't believe she's hurting the environment.
Right.
Yes, Leroy.
You know what, Melissa? Normally, I'm one of those people that hate on them regardless. I don't know if it's called hate. I don't want to say hate. I'm just, whatever. But when I saw this story, I'll say, oh, yeah, that's me. I would do the same thing.
Absolutely.
I go, this bad times, I'll go to Target. I'll get 3 items. Normally, I'll go to the self-checkout. But then there's just some days I'm like, no, I don't feel like it. I'd rather go to somebody who's at a register, let them do it, and I'm good.
Yeah, here, check my 3 items.
Yep.
That's your
Although
job.
Although it's funny because I'm the opposite of, like, they were saying they were giving her crap because it's a 17-minute flight and a 45-minute drive.
So?
I would rather, personally, because you guys know I hate to fly so much, I would rather drive 20 hours than take a 3-hour flight.
But here's
That's
the difference.
That's just me. I know.
You'd have your driver driving you while you're napping in the backseat of the
car. If I was a Jenner Kardashian.
Damn
absolutely.
Right. And
you're right.
And I would applaud that.
Yeah.
And if somebody talks trash, you take out a wad of money, slap them across the face with it a couple times.
They don't
square
care.
Piggy. I'd carry raw hot dogs in my
pocket. This is why you don't have.
Wait a minute. No, Pebbles, no, don't try it. Tell the truth.
No.
Are there times, let's say, you are in your room and you need the remote.
Pebs, you pay your niece $20 to go get stuff from your car.
Exactly.
There is a huge difference between that and
If you had millions of dollars.
No, I'm talking about turning into like a complete douchebag like this one over here. That's
do,
about to like
okay,
have
I see what
people.
Saying.
That's what
would,
I'm talking about.
I would
about.
Do that. You
what
know,
do you mean turning into?
I would do that. I would do that. Hey, I resemble that. Right.
Exactly.
I would do it a couple times a year to remind people and myself just how much money I have. Hey, that's all right. I'm never going to lose it. Here.
Jeez.
Squeal, Piggy. Squeal.
No, we all act like we wouldn't. Yeah. I just know, for instance, we talked about this before. The remote's on the end of the couch, and one of my kids is... Mm-hmm. Hey,
that's
son.
Just being lazy. Dude.
It is. But
we're,
then when you add money into
about
it.
Two different things.
But then when you add money into it, it just enhances the laziness, and then the laziness turns into, yep. like, enjoyment. Like, what can I have done for this much money?
Yep. Yep. And if somebody talked trash, my next post on social media would be somebody buying something for me, giving it to me. I would take it, throw it on the floor, slap him in the face and say, buy me another one. And they would.
What Ramiro's talking about and what Leroy's talking about are two different things.
Hey, two different things, but really it's the same thing. I'm just.
How did you turn into a douchebag when you got money?
Well, exactly. Yeah, that'd be the topic.
That's
as I'm doing the show from Bora Bora on the beach. And you would hear the clinging of my glass. Hey, guys, how's it going there in Boston while you're freezing in December? Because I'm sweating. Woo!
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro, and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis is Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.